Hi, good evening. This is the Steve Parish Healing Hour. Before I get started, may I ask if anybody needs to be healed, anybody needs to be worked on, please call early. The last few weeks, people were calling at 6:45, and we didn't have enough time to really work on a lot of people. Last time I talked live, it was at 6:30, and that was a little better. But if you could start a little earlier, that would be great to do. I'm more than happy to help you with whatever I need to do to help you, I will. Tonight, what I wanted to discuss is dimensional work and also compassion, love, and harmony, and also to get in touch with the light that we can bring down from heaven and allowing that to touch our lives and allowing that to be at a higher frequency and getting in touch with fourth dimensional thinking. But first, let's think about the path. I know a lot of people have asked me about the path and how do we stay on the path. We need to follow the light, which is in front of us all the time. If you cannot see the light, feel the light. Put your hand in front of it. If you think that you're walking on a path that is not yours, I suggest you walking on it anyhow. What happens is that the path will take you back to your path. But once you stay on your path, you don't want to get off to the left or the right. The Torah speaks about this, and the New Testament, I believe, speaks about it, that you don't want to go left or right or veer in any direction. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Who's this?
This is Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
So I heard you say call in early if you want to.
Yeah, last time I had a young man whose hand disappeared in the light, and after that the phone started ringing like crazy, and it was about 6:45,
oh.
And we could only take a couple of phone calls. So,
yeah.
Yes, what can I help you with, Adrian?
Well, I have Lyme disease, and it's chronic.
Okay.
And I have been, now I'm on, for 2 years I've been on natural Chinese herbs, which is helping me maintain,
mm-hmm.
from a Chinese doctor who creates them just for Lyme disease.
Okay.
And but I'm every time I try to get off of them, I'm kind of in a semi sick state, very fatigued, and the Lyme symptoms keep popping up. And every time I go off the herbs, I get some real horrible disease from the Lyme.
Right.
So I just need whatever it takes. I'm just so tired of being sick. I want my life back.
Sure.
You know.
Lyme disease is man-made, dear.
Man-made?
It's a man-made disease, yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Well,
it's a man-made disease.
Is that
we never
that?
Heard of it 25, 30 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And we never heard of bird diseases. We never heard of bird flu. We never heard of any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, let's see what we can do for you.
Oh, anything. I would appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Even kind words.
Well, Borrelia is really tough to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Borrelia is Lyme disease. Let's see what we can do, though, this evening. What we're going to do is change your frequency in the body.
Okay.
The way to kill Lyme disease is frequency.
Okay.
So what we're going to do... on the upper and lower part of the eyelids, on the skull, there is frequencies. There's about 12 different frequencies that can change different tones of the body. So what we're going to do is you should be feeling your heart opening up now. Can you feel that?
My heart started beating.
Yes.
I mean, I started to hear it, or feel it. It started to beat faster.
Good. Here we go. Allow that darkness to leave, honey. You're going to start seeing some darkness. Just let that go, please. That's it. gut's starting to open up now. Your tummy's opening up. Good. Good. If you would do me a favor, take your right hand. In front of you is a pillar of light. It's about 4 feet around.
Okay.
What I would like you to do is just take your hand, and it's about a foot, foot and a half in front of you. You'll be able to feel energy right in front of you. Just put your hand there. You'll be able to feel it.
Okay.
That's it. How does that feel?
Pulsating.
Good. What I've been doing is I've been bringing down heavenly light to my program, and it's in front of everybody that listens. And a couple of weeks ago, I think I told you that a young man's hand disappeared right in front of him. So what we're going to do is that we're taking your frequency up that way, and also we're taking your frequency up through your heart and through your eyes. You should be able to start seeing bigger. Can you feel that?
I should be able to start seeing bigger?
Excuse me?
Did you say seeing or feeling?
Feeling.
Feeling.
Yes.
You know, it's weird. I feel like this. I feel hollow, like a beam of light is going through.
Yes, that's exactly right there. That light is the frequency that you'd need right now. What we're doing is that we're making you more transparent. Transparency is the highest frequency we know, and that should get rid of some of the Lyme disease for you.
Right.
It'll take your frequencies way up. Borrelia, I had borrelia, and it wasn't easy to get rid of.
Really?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are getting it now.
Yes.
And I did not get it the traditional way.
How did
I don't
you get
believe.
It then?
I mean, I felt whatever it was bite me 6 times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it was a tick.
Mm-hmm. It's very possible. How are you feeling?
Feeling relaxed.
Yes. Would you do me a favor? Could you get up and walk around, see if that fatigueness is gone, please?
I feel light.
Yes. Are you breathing deeper? You should be breathing a lot deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Good. You should be a lot more focused. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Do you feel a lot more grounded?
I do.
Good there. What we're going to do is this. I'm going to stay with you for about 2-3 minutes.
Okay.
We're going to let this energy open up all through you. What we're doing right now is that we're going into the blood. And we're changing the blood. Blood thinks, by the way.
What?
Blood thinks. It feels.
It thinks.
Yes.
Yeah, I think all my organs are thinking.
Yes.
Isn't your stomach your second brain?
A fifth brain.
Oh.
Excuse me, yes. Yes, it's the fifth brain, but we call it second brain, too.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing is that you should be a little clearer right now because the blood is changing. It's changing to a lighter color. Borrelia is going.
I'm seeing a nice purple in front of my eyes.
Yes, I bet you are. I bet you are. That's very good. In fourth dimensional thinking, what we need to do is not look through our eyes, but we need to look through heaven's eyes. And that's a different tangent altogether, but I'll discuss that tonight.
Oh, great.
But what we're doing right now is that we're clearing you, and that's what needs to be done. Now, what I'm doing for you is that this will stay in your aura. So as you're passing people that might have it or think that they have it, your aura will start healing them.
Oh, that's nice.
It won't take anything away from you. But what it will do is put that response into the aura. The aura is infinite, by the way. People think it's 2-3 inches from the body, and it's actually infinite. Mm. Where are you calling from, may I ask?
I'm calling from California.
Okay. Would you do me a favor? Could you put your hand in front of you like you want to shake my hand?
Okay.
Okay. Now, your fingertips are straightforward, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Okay. I'm going to send you energy right to your fingertips. You should be able to feel that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
You're right. The aura is infinite. It goes all the way to heaven. There's no disconnection. So,
oh, that's bizarre.
Yeah.
Feel that.
I mean, yeah, that's wild.
Now,
it's really wild, honey.
It started just pulsating right into my fingertips.
Yes, it is.
They're like throbbing.
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm going to brush it away.
Okay.
Because the energy is sometimes can get very powerful. There we go.
Okay.
Good. How do you feel?
I feel really light and relaxed.
Yes. Yes.
And I feel like it's moving when I haven't felt like, you know, my body gets so stiff from the lime. You feel like just, you know, curling up in a ball and not...
Right.
And your energy
right,
level's
right.
gone, you know?
Right.
I feel just, like, relieved.
Yes.
Very good.
Just stay with me. We're doing good. How does your gut feel now? You can feel that connection very strong between your mind and your gut now?
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to feel yourself all through your body. Can you feel that?
I feel, yes, all through solid.
Good.
So one connection, one line.
Yes, that's what we're doing. Okay, I need you to do me a favor.
Okay.
I want you to say, I breathe in the breath of God, and just take that through your body, please.
I breathe in the breath of God.
God. That's it. If you could do that 4 or 5 times a day, 6 times a day, that'll keep those frequencies right up there.
Okay, good.
Okay, I just want to make sure that you're okay. Are you capable of seeing energy?
Sometimes. I get shocked all the time every time I touch something.
Okay.
I'm a conductor of that kind of...
What I need you to do is open up your right hand. You should be able to see a light right in the center of your hand.
Yep.
If you can't see it, you can feel it by taking it and just, I would say within 1.5 feet of your face, and just slowly, I mean really, really slowly, move it forward, and you'll feel that energy that's touching your face with your hand. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Tingling. And as I continue to stare, I can see the like a light bulb.
Yes. Yes. You'll have that in your feet, and you'll have that in your hands, which means that you're opening up to the center of the earth, and you're opening up completely to the energy from heaven. In other words, we're all open up to the energy of heaven. We're just clearing the channels. There might be blocked in your body now. So
mm-hmm.
You should be open up wide right now. You must feel a lot better, don't you?
I do. I feel like I just had a massage or something.
Well, that's my job, by the way.
Oh, is
it? I do massages. Yeah, I'm going to be out in California. When am I going to be in California? I'm going to be out at the Dr. Fred Bell show. He's having a show in, I think, at his new home. I'm not sure exactly where that is, but it's somewhere near Laguna Beach.
Isn't that tomorrow?
I don't know if he's having something out there now. I know that I'll be out there in February.
Oh, okay.
But
did you just do something with him?
Excuse me?
Did you just recently do something with him?
I did something with him in New York City, I think, about 6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's fascinating.
Yeah, he's a pretty interesting guy.
Well, I'll look forward to hearing the two of you together.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much today for your healing and your energy.
Thank you so much.
And I appreciate it, and I'll continue to listen to the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Anyhow, that was great that we could help that young lady with Borrelia. With the light and what we need to do is our path, it's very important to be honest with ourselves and to be open to the... Hello?
Hi, Steve. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Hi, Nancy. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
What can I help you with there?
Well, I was hoping you can help me with balancing me and my pain level today.
Okay. What's the matter? And why do you have pain level, honey?
It's basically in my shoulders and my neck.
Okay.
And I think it's got to do with my chronic fatigue and the fibromyalgia. But sometimes it's not as intense as it is right now.
I can feel it. I can feel it's very intense, yes. Okay. Let's just make a connection with you. You should be able to feel that stuff coming into your body already.
Yeah, I do.
Good, honey. Just focus with me. You're really doing well. I'm going into your heart right now. Your heart hasn't been open a little while. What's the matter?
I don't know. I have been a little down lately,
mm-hmm.
And I think it's got to do with the pain level and the fatigue. Right now I don't have a life. I feel like I go to work and I come home and I go to bed.
Wow.
And it's not very fun.
No, we have to have a life, honey. We have to have fun. But what we're doing right now is giving you a lot of light and a lot of love and a lot of compassion and harmony. So what we want to do is just help you as much as I can. You should feel your feet tingling pretty good.
I do.
Good, honey. Good. Good. You should feel yourself a lot lighter right now.
Yes, I do.
Good, honey. Good. Starting to feel good. How are you starting to feel now?
I'm starting to feel better.
Good.
A lot lighter.
Good. With this kind of work, each frequency has a different frequency. Each sickness has a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need to do is to touch on that frequency. And that can actually get rid of it. So you can become, if you wanted to, almost like a human barometer in terms of frequencies.
Oh.
And be able to take that frequency and help somebody else with it. And that's what we're doing now.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That feels so much better. Your energy is getting much lighter.
Yes, I definitely feel it.
Your blood is also changing. It's being cleared right now as we speak. Getting lighter. You should also feel much more grounded and open.
I do.
Good. I talk about letting go in the program a lot, and that's why it's so important to allow yourself to let go. Because when you're healing people, everybody has a different frequency that you need to work with.
Uh-huh.
It still comes from heaven, but it's a different frequency. So in other words, if the frequency is higher for Borrelia than it would be for, let's say, what you have. You have to be able to give that up and then go to the frequency that I'm dealing with you right now. So it's a matter of learning how to let go and just let God come over and just let him do the work.
Amen.
You're really clearing out very quickly. Can you get up and walk around also, see if a lot of that pain is gone now?
Yes, I can, and I do feel it. It's about 75% gone.
Yes, well, we're going to make it 100% before we're done here.
Awesome.
75 is not good enough. We want to make it a lot better.
Yes.
So hang in with me for a couple more minutes, please. That's wonderful. You're doing really good. Would you do me a favor also? There is a pillar of light in front of you. It's about 4 feet in dimension.
I feel it.
Good, honey. Take your right hand and just put it in that light, please. Slowly. That's it. How does that feel?
Oh, I feel so much better.
Good. Good. What I've been doing on my shows is bringing down this energy from heaven. And everybody that listens has got this pillar of light in front of them. And last count, I think it was like about 14 million people listening to the show.
Oh, wow.
And so I think there were a lot of people being touched by God.
Oh, I can believe it.
So that light is really, really strong. I had a kid call me about 3 weeks ago, and his hand disappeared right into the light. I mean, it just hand actually.
Oh, my.
Gone. But he was opened up to... He was opened up to 7 different dimensions. We had done a lot of work, and his face was hot, and his body was hot, and he was red. And I talked to him afterwards, and he was really, really, he was actually getting burned. So,
oh my goodness,
really interesting. You should feel an awful lot lighter.
Oh, I do. And the pain is gone.
Good. Good. I'd like to show you something. I showed a young lady before. Put your hand out like I'm shaking it.
Okay.
Where are you calling from, may I ask?
I'm calling from Washington State.
Okay. You're about 3,200 miles away?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm going to do is touch your aura right in front of your fingertips. So I'm going to do that right now, can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, good.
That's amazing.
Right. There's no disconnection. The aura is infinite. What they want to tell you is what they only know, and they think that the aura is only, you know, a foot away from the body or 6 inches away from the body, and that's not the case. The aura is infinite. Now, also, the same thing that's happening for you, this was in your aura.
Uh-huh.
And if you're walking by somebody who has this disease, that will automatically attach to their aura without you knowing, without them knowing, and all of a sudden they're going to start feeling better.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So you'll have that to be able to help people with. How's that?
Oh, that's wonderful because, you know, I work at the hospital.
Yes.
And I'm with people all day long.
Yes.
Oh.
I'll tell you something very interesting. I was working with some advanced people here in Rochester, New York, and I was watching them with an AIDS patient. And after they had gotten finished, there were angels all around this client, all around, just floating around and working with him. I was able to see that. And as soon as this, the person working said, well, let's put protective light around this person, the angels disappeared instantaneously. And the reason was, is because the belief system said, let's put protection around the body when the protection was already there.
Oh, my.
So you got to be, everything in the universe, in energy, sometimes works in reverse.
Uh-huh.
Once you start asking for love and light, that's always there. And that'll help you all through your life. So we need to allow that to work.
So yes.
It's just lessons to learn. Just lessons to learn. I'm just passing that on so people will understand that.
Oh, thank you.
But God bless you. You feel an awful lot better.
Oh, God bless you, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, okay, so what we need to do, we cannot focus on fear. We need to focus through heaven's eyes. How do we go about doing that? How do we go about being in fourth-dimensional thinking? Very simple. We need to let go. You have to allow yourself to let go everything. If you're afraid of losing anything, it's not yours in the beginning. It all comes from heaven. It will be yours. It is yours, but you have to let go. By letting go, you're bringing joy and you're bringing wonderfulness. And you're just bringing all kinds of love and light and harmony. And you're just opening up to the universe by letting go. The more you let go, the more you'll receive. The more you receive, the more you can do. So it falls into a pattern of love, light, harmony. It just, it's all there. Compassion is very important. Your word, please keep your word. It's so important. Don't be afraid of putting things out into the universe. If it's not meant, if something is wrong, you can always take it back by saying, I take it back from the universe. It wasn't necessary for me to say. Please forgive me. It's very simple to do. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
My name is Heather.
Hi, Heather. What can I help you with, Heather?
Well, I've never heard your show before, but I noticed you do healing, and I know I'm in need of healing, and I was wondering if you would.
Absolutely. What is your problem, Heather, please?
Oh, I think I have so many problems, it would take more than the rest of the hour that's left on your half an
that's
hour.
Okay. You sound like my rabbi. His favorite word are, oi.
Oi, they, it's true.
Yeah. What can I help you with, honey?
Well, I don't know. You apparently you're a healer from what I can see on your bio.
Mm-hmm.
And I need healing of my relationship. I have one son who passed away years ago. I only have two children.
Okay.
My oldest son died, was murdered, and my second son hates me. So I have I'm all alone.
Okay.
And presently, my business is in the toilet, as they say, so I'm kind of alone and afraid, and I guess that's what I need healing for.
Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to open up your heart, honey.
I can't really hear you that well.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm going to open up your heart.
Okay.
Okay. Just that's it. Just now you're becoming a little bit more focused. That's fantastic. Can you feel the energy going through your body?
Not yet. I must be totally blocked.
That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. It's going through you. There's a pillar of light right in front of you about 4 feet around.
Okay.
Slowly take your right hand and put it right into the pillar of light. Just, it's about a foot away from you.
Okay.
That's it. Just hold it there. That's it right there. Good. How does that feel to you?
It feels sort of going up.
But what
my
it's
arm.
Going to do is lighten you up, honey.
Okay.
You've got a heavy load.
I do.
There we go. You should be breathing a lot easier right now.
I am. My sinus has cleared up.
Yes. Yes. Just take in that breath, honey. Just relax and enjoy. Are you sitting down?
I am.
Please, just relax. Doing fine. Good. Good. Now, your mind is clearing. Can you feel that?
Mm.
Good. Let go of all that pain, honey. Just let it go. That's it. Oh, that's beautiful. Do you feel yourself becoming more grounded now? Can you feel that there?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, good. Good. Allow yourself to be free, honey. Allow yourself to be free.
I don't think I know how to do that.
I think you're doing it right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you're doing it right now. Your mind is opening. You have more space in your mind to think. You're not as closed in as you were 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
Allow your mind to expand, huh? Your mind's going to be expanding. That's it. Let go, honey. Just let go of everything. That's it. Trust. Just trust. Now your eyes are opening up more. Can you feel that?
Actually, there's tears coming out of my eyes. So.
Yes, that's good there. It's good. We're getting rid of all that stuff you don't need anymore. Your son is doing well in heaven, by the way.
Okay.
Focus on love, honey. Focus on love. You're deviating a little bit. Just let go. That's it. Just come back to me. You're doing great. That's it. Good, you're opening up. You're opening up more. That's it. Left side of your mind is opening. Good. Now the right side is opening. That feels good.
Great, so why am I crying?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I crying? I don't usually cry.
You need to allow yourself the compassion to cry, honey. You need to allow yourself to let go, and what you're doing is letting go.
Oh, okay.
It's okay to cry. I cry. You have to be able to feel your feelings, honey. I think this is the first time you've had feelings in a long time. We're taking you from a state of depression into a state of nirvana.
Oh, I like that idea.
That's what we're doing.
Okay.
So to get there, you need to cry. You need to let this stuff go. You're doing a great job at it. Your left brain is opening up, and that's what needs to open up right now. Allow yourself to soar, honey. Soar with the eagles. Allow yourself the strength to let go and just soar. Soar with the Almighty. Just let it go, honey. I feel so much compassion for you because to lose a child, I can't imagine what you've gone through.
Very hard.
It's very hard. But you're letting it go, honey, and that's important because we have to live. We're here to live. Just let that pain go. It's coming out of the right side of your brain now. That's it. Oh, yeah. You should be able to feel yourself almost limp like a noodle.
I'm getting there.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Just let that come out of the brain. You're doing great. I think that's wonderful. You're doing great.
Thank you so much.
Oh, just hang in there. We're not done yet.
Oh, okay.
Don't hang up on me. You should be having a sense of joy going into your body right now. Can you feel that?
I do a little bit.
Good. We should be done in about a minute.
Okay.
Wonderful. Your voice is very clear. It feels much better, and it doesn't feel depressed. You don't feel depressed anymore, and that's really important.
Right.
How do you feel, dear?
I feel good.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I feel way better than when I called you.
Good. You're all done.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, and call back anytime.
Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, anyhow, to get back to Heaven's Eyes, we are part of God. We are part of His Spirit. We have the soul of our life inside of us. The way we need to think is that we have this preciousness inside of us that's given by God. He's our Father or Mother, however you want to look at it. And He's giving us the strength to be able to pull through anything. Even as this woman has lost her child, she can pull through anything. The Spirit is amazing how it works. It's absolutely amazing. And the soul that is given us is so strong and so profound that all we need to do is connect with that. And we connect with God. And that's the intuitive part of us, and we need to do that. The first time I saw my soul, it looks like a flower, and it was in an octagon shape, almost like a, it looked like an octagon shape with glass around it, and I looked inside, and there was my soul. And what it does is that it's in water, or it looks like water, and we can even bathe in it if we want. So there's a lot that we can do if we open up our minds and do this dimensional thinking by allowing ourselves to let go of our pain, by allowing ourselves to bring love within our own hearts and within our body, and give ourselves the tremendous feeling that God wants us to have. Now, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a rabbi, I'm a very spiritual fellow that has found a way of making connections. And I just want to help as many people as I possibly can. And to let go and to love is everything. So that's very, very important. And we need to bring joy. We need to bring freedom. We need to walk on our paths. And the thing about the path is very interesting. The path itself, you can expect to walk, even if a path it does not feel right to you, walk that path. It doesn't matter. You need to walk the path. The path is everything. It will direct you to the right path. What we need to do, if you are advanced or if you are not advanced, there's a light in front of us. It is always in front of us. So the people that have studied Kabbalah or have studied mysticism or have gotten in touch with that light and you think that you're lost on your path, follow that light. That light is your path. In the Torah, as I was saying, is that we need to stay on our path. Everything we need to learn will be brought to us on the path, not off the path, but on the path. So it's very important to stay there. And what happens is that when we're on our path, we open up to multi dimensions of energy. And those lights, it's almost like looking at a crystal. I have a master crystal under my table, and what I can do is see that master crystal, and I can actually see the light, the shards of light going out from the master crystal to the body, and allow that to do what it needs to do without equivocation. In other words, just watch the light and allow the light to do what it needs to do. We don't need to direct anything. All we need to do is stay on the path, and the path will become us. It's very, very important to do. It's very important to have that kind of ability to be able to let go and to be able to walk on our path. That's all that matters. It's very, very important to do. So stay on your path. Don't be afraid of it. Know that that's your chosen path. We are not lost on our path. If you feel like you're lost, shut your eyes and just refocus. Think of love. Think of light. Think of compassion. Think of all your feelings. They'll bring you right back on your path. We're not usually off our path. The only way that we go off our path is if we say, I want to go off my path and go somewhere else. Well, you don't want to do that. Stay on your path. Even if you're off your path, don't be afraid. You'll always come back on your path. It's like going out of the body. If you're going out of the body and you're visiting another planet, like you're going to Saturn or you're going to Mars or you're going to whatever the case may be, you'll always come back. I mean, we can get there instantaneously. But what we need to do is open our minds and open our hearts and allow ourselves to float, allow ourselves to soar to what we really want to be. And what we really want to be is as open as possible and to be able to focus on that kind of love and light. And that's very important. So for the next couple seconds, why don't you shut your eyes and just breathe in that light. Breathe in the love. Feel the pillar of light in front of you. Take your hand and put it into the pillar of light right in front of you. Let's feel that light for 30 seconds. Everybody that's listening to me, take your hand and slowly move it forward. You should be able to feel it within a foot of your body. It'll be tremendous energy coming into you. So I'm going to not say anything for about 30 seconds. And just bathe in that light for a minute. How does that feel? Does it feel really good? It should feel wonderful. The best way that I can tell you to do the dimensional thinking, get in touch with the voice of silence. The voice of silence is the voice of God that's within us. That's the intuitive part of us. And what I was talking about, the shard of energy coming from the master crystal is that that light is coming out from heaven to you through the shard of light. So in other words, as I'm working on a client, that light is right there. It's just given by grace. It's given by heaven. And that light is going to every part of the body, and it's a different color. So the master crystal works by delivering this energy. And God does the same thing. We don't know his ways. We don't know why. We just follow with it. I don't direct the energy. What I do, I'm just a conduit. I'm told what to do, and that's what I do. So that's really, really important to do. Allow yourself the freedom to express yourself. What your feelings are, excuse me, what your feelings are your feelings. They are your true feelings. Feel them. You have anger? Let it go. The anger is only going to beget more anger. And the reason for anger is that there's something wrong. So we need to fix it. By letting it go, you'll be able to see what's bothering you and fix it. In a state of anger, you don't know where it's coming from. It just makes you more angry. Or if you think you know where it's coming from, it's not, because usually it's something else. Usually it's something that's very simple that's causing the effect. And so we need to get rid of that anger to allow us to see where that's coming from. It could take a day or two, and all of a sudden you'll get your answer. The mind is a wonderful, wonderful tool if it's used properly. And most of us, and I'm not laughing, and what I'm saying is it's so wonderful to be able to use our mind in such a wonderful way. By letting things go, you can actually bring and perceive much, much more. So, for instance, let's say you had a fight with a spouse. Well, sometimes what happens is that we don't know why we had a fight with our spouse, and sometimes we do know why we had a fight. Maybe it's something that happened 10 years ago and it keeps on coming up. What we need to do is to let that go. What you need to focus on is more love. Because usually what happens is that energy, the anger, is something that we think about ourselves, which is reflected on the other people that we're talking about. So to be able to feel that is to let go, and you'll find out exactly why. And that's usually the case more than anything else. So if you allow yourself the time, the wonderfulness to be able to figure that out, and it will come to you automatically, you just need to let go. On your path, allow yourself the time to be gentle. We need to be gentle with ourselves, and we're not that way at all a lot of the times, and that's very, very important to be gentle. I had a wonderful new client, a couple of new clients yesterday that came in that wanted energy work and to do have massages. And the one thing that I told both of them, which are nice, nice ladies, is that we need to allow ourselves the freedom to be able to feel our own love, to be able to take that love and expound on it, to be able to take the compassion that's within us and allow that to overflow our being, to be able to feel what's inside of us, to be able to feel the nurturing that comes from heaven, that comes from the earth, that comes from ourselves. And to be a healer or to be any person on this planet, we need to allow ourselves to express ourselves to the maximum. We need to allow ourselves to let go. We need to be in touch with depression. We need to be in touch with different things of that nature so we can find out where the depression is coming from. Depression, it means that there's something wrong. What we need to do is just let that go and just think about what the depression is about. Allow it to dissipate. Allow it to disappear, and the answer will come to you of why you're depressed or why you're happy. If you're happy, maybe you don't want to look at it. Maybe you just want to be happy. But depression is a whole different area, and depression can be resolved just by letting it go. By letting it go, you'll find out what the depression is about. It just happens automatically. There's a lot of different ways of getting in touch with it, but the best way that I've found is to let it go and you'll find out what it's all about. And that's really, really important to do. So allow yourself the time to be able to breathe, to be able to see, to be able to feel what's important for you. If you need to cry, cry. If you need to be happy, be happy. If you need to be sad, be sad. But live. We need to live. We need to be able to feel these things. It's very important. It's part of the path. It's part of who we are. The soul itself is freer when we do these things because it frees things up in the soul. It frees things up in the body. It frees things up in the mind and the spirit. It's so important to be able to get in touch with all these things and allow these things to flow through us. There's nothing wrong with crying. There's nothing wrong with being sad. There is something wrong when you don't want to be in touch with it. And so what I would highly suggest doing is sitting down. And everybody that's listening, you do have this pillar of light in front of you. For some odd reason, I don't know why God's given me the strength to be able to do that. But it's a 4 foot wide, it's cylindrical, and if you take your hand and put it in there, believe me, things will start getting better. Things will start, you'll start feeling, and this light will be with you for a while. I've never timed it or looked at it, but I know it's there for quite some time. So the energy that we're bringing down from heaven, is opening up our lives. What it's doing is changing the frequencies on the planet. It's so important to raise the vibrational quality of the planet. I can't tell you how important that is. It's so important to be able to do that. Allow yourself the feeling of to express your own expression. Take that energy. Take the love that you're feeling. Take the frequency that you're feeling. And if you're not feeling well, take your hand and put it in the light. Ask God. Talk to him. Tell him what you need. I have Borrelia. I have whatever the case may be. Put your hand in there and just be open and allow yourself to be free. Freedom is a choice. Freedom is just wonderful. It's just live that. You know, live your freedom. Live your love. Live your compassion. It's so important to be in touch with that. If you're married and you're unhappy, become happy. And the way you can become happy is to let go. You know, there was a song, Barry Manilow made a song years ago, trying to get that feeling again. We don't have to try that hard. All we need to do is let go. The soul will bring us back to neutrality. It will bring us back to who we are. It brings us back to the boundlessness that we are. Okay? And try to focus on that. And love your wives. Love your husband. Love your children. Whatever the case may be. Try to be a better me. Try to live your life the best that you possibly can. And things will get better and better and better all the time. But we need to allow ourselves the freedom to express that and the freedom to live it. The Torah itself is quite an instrument. And also the New Testament is quite an instrument. And no matter if you're Jewish, no matter if you're Christian or Muslim, whatever the case may be, read whatever it is that makes you happy. Find out what the prophets were talking about and live it. Live your life the way that you want to live it. You don't have to listen to the prophets, but listen to your own self. Listen to your heart. God speaks to man and woman through the heart. It's so important to be able to be in touch with that. It's not a matter of being religious. It's a matter of being human. It's a matter of being divine. And we all have that humanness inside of us. We all have the divineness inside of us. If you want to think more dimensionally, it's really great because dimensions are really wonderful. And what happens is not to look at the dimensions that you see, but just live the dimensions that you see. And don't be afraid of looking through like 4, 5, 6, 7, or 10 dimensions at one time. I've opened people up to 7 different dimensions at one time. In an hour. And in the 7 dimensions, there's usually like 100 dimensions. So we need to allow ourselves to be free, to be able to go through those dimensions and allow us to be able to be free and open up and allow those dimensions to start working and churning inside of us. We don't have to look at the dimensions, but think of the idea that within the dimensions, above all the dimensions, there's a governor. It's almost like the chakras. The chakras have a governor above the body. It's right above the navel area. I'm not going to tell you exactly where it is. It's not to be known yet. But I would highly suggest that what you need to look at is not the governor, but take a look at what is going on within you. We don't want to change the governor. What we want to do is just know that it's there. With all the dimensions that we have, with all the chakras we have, there's something above the chakras, there's something above the dimensions that work. And there's something above our mind that works. So we need to allow ourselves to let go, to get more in touch with those dimensions, and allow the dimensions to work for us. And the idea of it is that the more you let go, the more dimensions will open up, and the more you'll be able to feel within yourself, and the more person you will become. So it's really a lot of fun, and allow yourself to be. Just be, and be proud of who you are. Know who you are, and that's the whole thing of it. And it's just a pleasure talking to you guys, so I think I better sign off this evening, but that's enough of dimensional work. It's there's a lot to it, and if I've bored you with it, I'm terribly sorry, but there is a lot to dimensional work, and we'll be talking about that at some point or other, but I just wanted you to know that there is stuff out there that we can do in many, many different levels. And just to allow it to be there and just be, the more we open up to it, the more freedom we have. It's like anything else. It's just growth. It's a wonderful growth. So I just want to thank a few people, Dr. Valerie, Dr. Fred Bell, and most of all, heaven and God. And I just want to thank you so much for listening to me. Bye-bye.